Dear young lady, let me ask you a question. Have you ever had lasagna? Have you ever craved lasagna? Now, it's unlikely that your taste buds will crave lasagna if you haven't eaten it before. You're probably wondering now that, okay, which one is lasagna? If it's amalani, we do with beggary now, now you're talking. Look at you. And you want to relocate to Canada. If all you're exposed to is, say, Big Brother, your reality may be no different because your palette of exposure is of those that leave their homes to go fornicate on national TV for the world to see. Yes, I know there are exceptions, but you get my point. The reason a lot of Yoruba people have Yoruba accent with H factor is because they grew up around people that speak the same way. But you know that not every Igbo person says elu, emo, enu. A lot of Hausa people also speak clean English without P's and F's entering each other's compounds. The saying that if you're hanging out with 5 millionaires, you'll be the 6th one is not a joke. It's true. Those that stay around the corn roaster smell like smoke. Your life is shaped by everything you expose yourself to. The Bible says in Proverbs 4:23 to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. All issues of life. If you're constantly exposed to pornography or lewdness, you'll fornicate or masturbate. But what if we flip this coin around? In the book Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill writes about the principle of autosuggestion in the 4th chapter. Simply put, it's the act of ordering your subconscious mind into your desired reality. It's the world's equivalent of the spiritual concept of faith. What is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It's a certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. That's from Hebrews 11:1. Mark 11:23 also says, I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain, may you be lifted and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. God had to make Abraham try to count the stars in the sky for him to have a mind visual of a multitude of descendants that will come from him. God also asked Moses to send spies to go see the promised land so the Israelites could begin to desire it. As my great mentor says, and always prays, God will not expose me to anything He's not about to give me. Now, I know that I've quoted a lot of scriptures, so let me make this practical for you. I'm not saying you need to go to Canada first before things can change for you. That's not what I'm saying. How about change the food you eat now? Introduce some new variety. And hey, food isn't just your amala or lasagna. I'm talking about everything you ingest, movies, shows, books, music, fill in the blanks. Do you see any book that paints a desired picture of your future? Get it and read. There are tons of personal development books and autobiographies of people that made something out of their lives against all odds. Get them. Devour them. Watch documentaries too. There's also a very important diet that is proven true and consistent in every generation and nation of the world. You guessed it, it's the Bible. But not just the book itself, it's the content. Pick scriptures that are relevant to the change you want to see. Write them where you can see them and confess them out daily. Now, you're wondering, is it by confession? Is that how it works? Look, it works. It has worked for me. How the Bible does what it does, I don't know. Maybe you should go ask God. What I know is that I've seen results, and I want you to do the same. I encourage you to do the same. Let me tell you something that I did, though. I prayerfully wrote out some confessions using scriptures that paint a desirable picture of my future, and I recorded it in audio format using my phone. It's on my phone as an audio file, so I always have it with me, and I make sure to play it daily and confess it out loud. Words never die. I encourage you to do the same. This is my 11th letter to you, and if there is anything that's consistent in all my letters, it's the premium I place on diligent work. So confess the scriptures and go to work. I heard Kerry Washington say something in a video recently, and she said, pray to catch the bus, but run as fast as you can to catch it. You can't just confess scriptures and not do anything. Faith without works is dead. Dead on arrival. You may have been born in the most unlikely place, but you can deliberately alter the course of your life by changing what you expose yourself to. Take stock of your life and start today. I mean it. Don't think you got everything that I've said in this letter in just one listen. Go back and listen again. And again. And again. Listen to other letters while you're at it still. Alright? I'll talk to you again soon. Your sister, Banke.